Up next from the Stanford Social Innovation Review is Marcia Stepanek, journalist and new media strategist. Stepanek's presentation provides participants a robust framework for developing a social media strategy for their nonprofit or social mission organization, one that fits with the organization's mission. From Social Innovation Conversations. Hi, I'm Chris Deigelmeyer, the Executive Director of the Center for Social Innovation.
And I'm Eric Nee, the Managing Editor of the Stanford Social Innovation Review.
Welcome to Social Innovation Conversations. Today, we're excited to bring you another presentation in the Stanford Discussion Series.
This podcast is brought to you by the Center for Social Innovation, a department of the Stanford Graduate School of Business that educates leaders to solve the world's toughest social and environmental problems.
And now, here is our presentation.
Okay, so welcome back. It's the final stretch. You've heard from me. You've heard from all the stellar presentations from the social platforms and circles and sites. And now it's your turn. We're going to talk strategy a little bit. It's time to take out those three social media goals that I had you jot down this morning. Do you guys still have them? Tucked away somewhere. Anybody want to share one of those goals right now that you wrote down? Yes. Okay, you need a strategy before you can have a goal. Anybody else come up with a goal before the strategy framework? Just for laughs? Yes.
Innovative ways to engage 2.2 million
How to engage 2.2 million unique viewers that you already have around the world. Now you want, they're watching, now you want them more involved. Great, great. By when? Okay. All right. Okay. So this is exercise is not about choosing a cool tool and thinking about how to make it work. It's more about choosing a really great goal and a way to select the right tool for the job. So let's take a look. I think you've got a page of one of the worksheets we passed around at your table. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through some of this really fast. We're going to break into groups of three very briefly. In those groups, you're going to share some of the goals or one of the goals that you came up with today for real. And then we're going to take volunteers to come to the front of the room and just talk about why that goal, why that tool, what are you up to in terms of strategy and what do you want those tools to deliver to your organization, okay? So let's get started. This is somewhat intuitive. We had you choose the top three social media goals this morning. The slide is from this morning. This is kind of a way to kind of break it down just a little bit, defining how to reach your goals. So let's say your goal is encouraging more youth age 16 to 22 to volunteer for your organization, okay? Got to get specific about it, okay? How will you know you've succeeded in that goal? Well, the worksheet says, we'll recruit at least five more 16 to 20-year-olds to cook or distribute food. Okay, this is a food bank, all right? How will you measure the success? Got to throw that one in. That's very important. The worksheet says, increase in the number of 16 to 22-year-olds who say they found us on social media channels. Okay? Are these achievable goals? Are your specific benchmarks realistic compared to past results? In other words, how do you know you can do this? How do you know you have the organizational capacity and the skill sets on board to be able to do this well? The skill sheet says, we recruited two new teens last year, so this increase seems like it's something we could hit, okay? So you see these goals in this particular exercise are kind of small, but achievable. Are they relevant? Why does doing this at all matter to your organization? Is it tied to the mission? Are you a food bank? Is the food service that you're setting up here part of something larger that's critical for the organization? Or is it just a way to involve volunteers from a certain area or maybe somebody's friends in the cause so they have something to put on their resume? These kind of questions are relevant as well. So the worksheet says we rely heavily on youth volunteers to staff our food pantry. Okay, that seems to be relevant. And then finally, by when? The deadline. Over what time frame will you achieve your goal? In this case, by the end of the year. Okay, so far this is not rocket science. This is pretty intuitive. So be thinking when you break into the groups. You know, what's your goal? Is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Is it relevant to the mission? If it's not, don't do it. Find another goal. And are you going to make a deadline and meet it? Okay, let's look at some more. Defining your audience is pretty important. Now, a lot of nonprofits, when you ask them, okay, what is your reach? Oh, well, we have like 200,000 people, or we measure our reach by the same means that LinkedIn does. It's friends of friends of friends of friends, and so on and so forth. That's not what I'm talking about here. Okay, it's more literal. Is it all of your constituents and stakeholders, meaning all of the people who are invested in some way in your cause, in your organization, in your employees, in your outcomes? Are they the people that are recipients of your aid? So that's the big circle, is all of your constituents. A little smaller are people you think you could reach with social media. Okay? So of all of those constituents, there's a smaller subset that you might be able to reach with social media. And then it's the people you want to reach. Or I would suggest the people you need to reach. They may not be the same folks. Okay? It depends on what you're up to. Depends on what that goal is. Okay? Any questions so far? Okay? So let's brainstorm some of the tool options. You've heard about a lot of tools today. Some we've known about, some that we've known about are up to really exciting things, and also some platforms and sites that might not have been so familiar. But let's break it down to the familiar for the sake of this exercise. Okay? So the top box is Facebook, the one on the right, Twitter, the one on the bottom could be YouTube or Foursquare place-based applications, and then on the left, LinkedIn. Critical visually, and it's no accident that it's in the center, is again, it's all about the goals. It's all about the mission. And there are your three goals. So you might want to just kind of pencil in one of your goals, or if you got up to three, by all means, go ahead, prioritize. Start there first. Write down the goals, and then based on that, maybe one or two or all four of those things you're thinking those tools could be used to reach those goals. Okay? Maybe not. Maybe it's just Twitter. You can do this again and again as far as you want to drill down on some of this stuff. So in this case, again, there's page two, blogs, video sharing, photo sharing, other stuff, maybe Google Plus. And again, this should be the same goal, okay? Or when you get really good at this, you can have a lot of goals, okay? But again, it's got to be tied to the mission. So when you're deciding which tools are right for you, a good benchmark, pretty much agreed upon by folks who've been up to this for a while, is that you should estimate about 2 hours per channel per week. Now, some people say that's too little time. Some people say that's totally unmanageable with the three people on their staff. But that's about average. You have to think about your capacity. So the number of hours a week you can commit to social media. Now, there are two ways of looking at that. You're either slowly in the process of replacing the traditional communications functions with a little bit of social media so that it's not a trade-off, but it's more of an evolution. or you're still kind of siloing social media so that it's over there and then these people are over here and they're both doing communications, but it's okay. It's okay. You might want to think about consolidation, getting folks throughout the nonprofit, invested in seeing these as communications tools, as much as development tools, as much as marketing tools. It's all about content, we've heard, and it's about creating different kinds of content for the different kinds of audiences that your organization needs to reach to make its goals and deadlines. So let's say 2 hours per channel per week. Take the number of hours a week you can commit to social media, divide it by 2, and that should pretty much, for starters now, be the maximum number of social media channels that you can take on. So let's say you've got 10 hours, divide it by 2, maybe you can do 5 social media channels, at least start them. See how it works. It's just a way of thinking. You can adjust the numbers based on the realities, but there's a framework. And then start doing a little more math. It's helpful to place your goals 1, 2, 3. Talk about the content that you're thinking of producing or that you're going to need minimum in order to make that goal using that particular social media tool. And then ask yourself, how easy will it be for you to produce the necessary content? So you either know how to make a movie, or you can find a volunteer who does. Or are you going to say, maybe not now? You'll do something else, okay, to get started. Expertise. How easy will it be for you or the right staff members to get up to speed on some of these tools? All of us are still learning some of this stuff. How easy is it going to be? Can you do this with volunteers? Can you do this with some volunteers and staff members? And then down the left side of the page are the major tools. And of course, you can sub these out with some things that you're thinking about. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Placebase, blogs, video sharing, photo sharing, other. All of those were in those boxes on the previous pages. One of the exercises that I really like with this one is it really kind of forces you to get real a little bit with this stuff. To rate each channel on how likely it is to help you meet your goals on a scale of 1 to 5, okay? So this may sound good, it may seem achievable, it may sound like some fun. All of these could probably work in one way or the other. But less is more in these things too. And you want to kind of start with some things that you know you can handle very well with enough capacity, existing capacity, to start experimenting with this and then taking it further. What you want to do is start small, get measurable results, make some progress on the goal or achieve the smaller goals, and then start layering on a little bit more. This not only helps you to create buy-in for the higher-ups, but it helps you maybe to be able to consistently show results that's going to get you a staff next year when you're trying to do something a little more complicated, okay? Ranking the channels. How likely is it, will that channel help you meet your goals? We just talked about that. And then the second question is, how likely are you to create content and get the staff going on these tools? In other words, what's your training capacity? Okay, maybe the skill sets aren't there yet, but how easily can your staff pick up some of those skills? If you're thinking, well, maybe not, that's something to consider. And then when you're mapping a campaign, okay, you already have a sense of having a goal. You know it's pretty achievable with your existing staff, or maybe you can make some adjustments on who's doing what in the communications department. Maybe you get a development person over to help. And you think you've got the capacity, so now what? When are you going to start the campaign? When are you going to end it? When do you have to end it? Some of your goals may be time-based, maybe dependent on other things in the future. Who is your target audience? Going back to that slide where we were talking about who are you trying to reach? Not who do you want to reach so much as who do you have to reach in order to achieve results. What tools will you use? What are some of those platforms you're going to use? Is it going to be Facebook? Is it going to be Twitter? Maybe it's just Twitter, but it's going to be done really well. And what is success going to look like when you're trying to sell to your colleagues or to your higher ups or even to yourself when you're thinking about embarking on this? What is the goal? Have a vision of what having 100 more or 100,000 more followers on a certain channel is going to allow you to do. What's it going to mean for your organization to get information out in that way and to start listening to information coming in that way? What are you going to learn? Where do you need to be? How is that, again, going to serve your mission? Get really clear about that. This kind of stuff, metrics and strategy, there's not a lot of gray there. There shouldn't be. You can talk a lot about, well, maybe, and could be, and what if. That's all valuable stuff. But when you start to embark on really figuring this stuff out, get black and white. On the right side, we talk about maintenance. Okay, so you've set up your plan. You're going to have people doing X, Y, and Z. But now you have to have somebody maintaining those channels. Tweeting every day, for example. Blogging, making a video. So again, for that first tool, for that first goal, who's going to manage that person doing it? How many times are they going to post? How many times do they have to post? What are they going to be posting? Tool two, same thing. Tool three, same thing, and you can go on and on. Now, the goals during maintenance is also something to factor in here, and it's very important. Doing this, creating this kind of content machine, wonderful content machine, creating a wonderful conversation with a bunch of people who matter. What's the so what? We talked about that a little bit this morning. What's the so what to it? Is it to maintain and build an audience for future campaigns? Okay. Maybe you know you need to stage a huge campaign, but right now you just don't have the folks out there who are engaged with you at the moment. But maybe a year from now, maybe 2 months from now, you can start building that out. Another thing is to leave yourself plenty of time. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. The acceleration is amazing when it works, but to build it to that kind of speed machine takes time, takes cultivation, relationship building. Remember, this is not about tools. This is about relationships and behaviors. Create benchmarks along the way. So you've got a deadline of July 1st. Okay, what do you have to have done by June 30th to meet July 1st? What do you have to have done by May 1st? We do this in other areas of our lives. Got to do it here too. And you've got to be pretty strict about those deadlines. And you've got to have the kind of culture on your team that says, it's okay if you think you're going to miss a deadline, but we need to know about it so that we can make adjustments or talk about what it would take to make the deadline in a different way. Have that open communication, especially when you're starting to implement some of these programs. It's very important because everybody's learning as they go. You're going to run into organizational barriers. I love this cartoon. It's the hammer, it's the judge, and the little nail is talking to the human saying, come now, give the system a chance. It's very true that in so many organizations, social media is really the tail wagging the dog, and it's hard to implement it at first. It's actually a form of change management at many places. And so part of the strategies that you want to go for, some of the goals that you really need to achieve, are measurable, clear, not huge mega goals in the beginning. Start small, prove it, show folks, sell them on the effectiveness, and then take the next step.
You've been listening to a presentation from the Stanford Discussion Series.
This podcast is brought to you by the Center for Social Innovation, a department of the Stanford Graduate School of Business that educates leaders to solve the world's toughest social and environmental problems. To be the first to learn about our latest published conversation and for more social innovation ideas, follow us at SOC Innovators on Twitter.
This is Chris Deigelmeyer
and Eric Nee on Social Innovation Conversations.
Thank you for listening.